you think you're done, totally done, you have at least five more reps, okay? The hardest things are usually the best. If it's easy, leave it to somebody else, okay? If there's a risk involved in an exercise, and there is, you're out here in open wind and you could fall. If there's a risk associated with the movement, it's a good exercise. If there's minimal risk, why do it? It's probably a bullshit exercise. Fry your legs! Fry your quadriceps!
He didn't squat for 1 year, so this is something that he should not do again, right?
But we shouldn't do it again? That's why he should. Nothing's like squats. It's like you can do leg presses, but why? Why do an inferior movement? Why do a movement that looks good, but produces hardly any results? Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Most of us prepare for years, 10, 20 years for one night. Preparation met opportunity. That's winning. And having the same mentality, the same energy, the same passion and love for what you're doing years later. That's what it takes. That's commitment. Most people want it instant. They want instant Facebook, instant Messenger. They want Instagram. They don't want results. If you want results, it's going to take hard work for years. And that's the answer. I can't tell you how many times I dropped the weight on the floor. Dropped the weight and just tossed it off my back. Fell down. Got up again and continued the set. You got to be willing to fail. If you can't fail, what I learned in the gym is you got to go out there and fail. You got to go out there and fall down. Most people who've won big have failed big. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is.